around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, well, as we begin hour two on this June 21st live broadcast to everyone, appreciate you being here with us. It is just after 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. Week 274, Mary, think about that. Week 274 of our National Communal Forum. Well, that is how we're going to begin these next 60 minutes together. For those new stations who have joined our network, or if you're a new listener, we welcome all of you aboard. The NCF is the segment of the program where we like to talk politics and local happenings, national matters impacting areas where we have local affiliates. Travel and tourism certainly gets mixed in as well. And frankly, it's just our way to give you real-time reports that you're not going to hear elsewhere. So, holding for us on that show hotline, that always busy show hotline, Mary, are three of our 600-plus weekly stations. Who are we welcoming today?
All right, let's welcome Steve Brodsky, Regional General Manager with our San Diego affiliates, AM 1170 and FM 96.1, KCBQ Radio. We have Banana Jack Murphy, host of Grand Strand Live, that's in Myrtle Beach, FM 94.5, FM 106.7, and AM 1240 WTKN Radio. And let's welcome Eddie Parker, Manager with our Anchorage affiliate, AM 700 KBYR Radio.
Good morning, guys, and welcome.
Thank you.
Morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello to everybody out there. Listen, instinctively, I want to begin with Banana Jack because I love the name, you know, and we've enjoyed our time in Myrtle Beach with Liz Calloway for our big Let's Go America tour 2 years ago. But since we have Steve and Eddie up early for us and they are on the West Coast, we're going to start off in San Diego, the city that Mary and I would live in if we actually ever moved to the West Coast. Steve, you know, you likely know that Mary and I were in Virginia Beach 2 weeks ago for a big Let's Go America tour and live remote there. And we spent some time over in Norfolk, which is home of the world's largest naval base. The Pentagon this week dispatched our newest aircraft carrier from Norfolk to the Middle East. That's the USS Gerald Ford, as President Trump is weighing his options on whether to strike Iran or not. And this morning, I know there's news that six of our B-2 bombers are in the air looking to refuel in Guam. The military and naval presence in your city is very substantial. The USS Carl Vinson's another aircraft carrier over in the Middle East. I believe it's based in San Diego and it's not out on mission. So I'm just curious before we get into this, you know, any general sentiment there in San Diego about the potential military action that could be ahead?
Well, you know, the political world here in California is kind of interesting. San Diego is a little different than the rest of California because we've got so many military families and retired military that served and never left. So many Marines at Camp Pendleton and so many and the Top Gun over at MCAS school, and we've got so many Navy people here. You know, the sentiment is let's do what we have to do and then get out of there, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a sentiment around the country. And really quick, you know, with July 4th coming, we've been talking about the USS Midway that's right there. Do they do anything special for the holiday?
They do. They always have. They do special things every week, but they have bands down there and tours. And the Midway is amazing. If you've never been on the Midway, it's like one of the main attractions down here in San Diego. You've got the whole country represented here. You got Myrtle Beach on one side and San Diego on the other side, Anchorage on the other side.
Yeah, we do. Well,
man, what a show.
Yeah, we loved. Actually, we were at the Midway last year, and we really enjoyed it. So thank you, Steve. All right, I'm going to move us up to Alaska, where Robert and I are going to be with the show for 2 weeks in August for our big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise. Eddie, we're told you're playing host to a big festival. It's the summer solstice, creating a celebration.
It's huge.
Yeah, and you're a big yeah. part of it, and I know you love it, and you love this time of the year. I remember being in Alaska with long days. It's pretty wild when it's still bright at 11 o'clock at night. So talk about today's
yep.
event and what everyone's going to enjoy.
Well, it's wonderful here. We've got our Solstice Festival happening today, and 4th Avenue will come alive with all sorts of activities, and it's from noon to 5. Of course, the light is out right now. The sun is shining, and I'm out in Bird Creek, actually, doing the stay vacation, and it's just beautiful. I love a place where you can take a vacation at home and still have the beautiful sights and sceneries and get a chance to enjoy everything you love about Alaska.
Well, yeah, listen, we're going to have over 2 weeks in Alaska. Yeah. And I'll tell you, the great thing is, you know, if you love to golf, nothing like getting out there to golf at almost midnight. I know it was in Iceland one time to be able to do that. That's outstanding. You can do it there in Alaska. So we appreciate that. All right. So, Eddie, so we'll look forward to seeing, you know, Alaska in a couple, well, I guess, you know, 6 weeks or so we'll be up there. Now we're going to go to Myrtle Beach and Banana Jack Murphy, Rudy.
Banana Jack, can you tell me in one sentence how you got that name before we talk about Myrtle Beach?
It's sheer promotions, my friend. It's memorable. So that's all that is. I mean, you want the family-friendly version, of course, right?
Yes, I do. Okay, so Myrtle Beach. You look at the name, you think, okay, a beach. Obviously, it's got a beach. But having been there, I know it's a lot more. There are at least a dozen sort of small, separate neighborhoods. You've got 30 mini golf courses. It's got to be more than you have a beer trail. So tell me why Myrtle Beach is more than just the beach.
Well, it's 60-plus miles of uninterrupted beaches, which is why we call it the Grand Strand. I heard someone mention golf. We're somewhere between 75 and 100. Development took out some of our courses, but you can golf galore. We've just got a PGA event here in its second year, which last year in its inaugural year set a record for first-ever tournament, so that's kind of cool. Shopping, we've got Broadway at the Beach, big complex. We've got Barefoot Landing. Restaurant-wise, I think we would probably rival San Francisco in the per capita ratio. So, and then, of course, you've got the water sports, surfing, fishing, and
how many golf courses did you say you had?
We're probably somewhere around 75 to 80. We were over 100 at one time when we're talking about that 60-mile trek up and down the beaches.
Absolutely. And listen, I've enjoyed golfing there as well. It's a great area for country.
Yep.
All right, so we've got about a minute and a half left, guys, so we're going to need a quick question on this. I'm going to just ask you, we're running some polls right now on our website, so this is going to line up with this. But right now, with summer having officially arrived yesterday, will you be traveling more in the summer of 2025 than you did in 2024? Steve, what say you first?
I think so. I think people are traveling all over the place out here. I mean, you can't get on Interstate 5 without people going up and down and going from, everybody from L.A. comes to San Diego on the weekends. Everybody from San Diego goes to Vegas, and goes up to San Francisco and looks around. So, yeah, there are people driving all over the place this year.
Eddie?
People are flying in, sailing in, walking in. It's amazing. So we're looking forward to a fabulous tourism season this year.
And Banana Jack, again, you can hit the course there. I know the Granddaddy, right? I mean, I was trying to think about that off the top of my head, but I know that's where I'm playing.
Oh, yeah, that's Pine Lakes.
Great course.
Yeah.
What about you? Are you going to be traveling more or less than you did last year?
I'm probably going to be traveling more. My son left Myrtle Beach, and he's down in Charleston, which is a great sister city, a great place to visit. And then we'll probably be doing family reunions and that sort of stuff this year, taking us to Ohio
and
North Carolina.
We appreciate you being aboard with us today for the National Communal Forum. Thank you very much for being an affiliate. Could not do the show without you. Hope you have a great weekend. Folks, after this quick sponsors break, the personal connection is going to have us keeping America's beaches great again. We're back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
Have you ever slept under the Saharan stars in Morocco or searched for wildlife on an African savanna? Well, even for the savviest of travelers, some destinations demand expertise. When you go guided with Colette, every tour is expertly planned and expertly led with local guides who speak the language, know the local people and the culture, as well as lesser known attractions. All you need to do is relax and savor the moments. Visit GoColette.com and find your dream destination, Colette, by travelers for travelers. You can also find that link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean weight loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link. We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As the fastest 2 hours of travel moves right along on this June 21st, here we go with today's personal connection, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Gary.
Sudden changes, unknown situations, and even world happenings could certainly compromise your travel plans. So whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, do what we do and get protected with a plan at TravelGuard.com/carry.
You know, packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan is one of the best things you can do for successful travel. You need to do it before you leave, all right? That's important. And it safeguards you against many unknowns that can create issues for you, including lost or delayed baggage, trip cancellations, interruptions and delays, work-related cancellations, translation services, medical expenses and evacuations, prescription replacement, passport or ticket replacement, roadside assistance. More importantly, you're going to have somebody available to you 24/7 and a lot more. So go get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry. Or find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, it's summertime, and while sunning, swimming, or walking on any of our long and beautiful U.S. beaches, have you ever thought of where the sand comes from or how these beaches are maintained so we can enjoy them? Well, Mother Nature couldn't do it alone. We actually have the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to thank for most of our fortified sandy coastlines here in the U.S. Joining Robert and me to discuss this for today's personal connection via the show hotline is Dr. Amanda Treitinger with the Army Corps.
Looking forward to this conversation, Mary. Amanda, appreciate you joining us for America's number one travel radio show today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here and talk about one of my favorite topics.
Well, exactly. Mary and I, we love the beach as well. So want to get into this because, you know, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has a long and fascinating history going back to George Washington, for folks that don't know that. They've been instrumental during wartime. They've played a huge role in transforming our rivers, canals, and roads throughout history and many other things. I'd like you to share with everyone listening what the Army Corps of Engineers is today and how we have them all to thank for the beaches that we have in this country.
Well, that's a heavy lift. The Army Corps is a lot of things to a lot of people. I'll say, from my perspective, the Army Corps is a steward of good engineering. You know, we work for the communities we live in, and we have to make sure that we serve them. We create the best multi-benefited infrastructure that we can so communities can feel safe living where they live and enjoy that infrastructure. And coastal systems and beach nourishments are the number one example of how the Army Corps provides that stewardship and that service to the communities around.
So let's dig into that a little bit. I want to use Virginia Beach as the first example. That's an area Robert and I have visited for years. We were there just recently with one of our big Let's Go America tours and live remotes, and we both remarked on how wide and long that coastline is. Of course, a lot of that is natural, but I'm bringing it up because when we were there, we were told that just this past season in the winter, that the city had the Army Corps there. And one of the quotes I heard was about 950,000 cubic yards of sand was deposited between 15th and 45th streets for beach replenishment. That's a lot of sand. Just using that beach as an example, because it's such a popular beach, and talk about the specifics of what kind of maintenance that takes, and do you generally work off season?
Great questions. So that's a really great example of the Army Corps' beach replenishment projects. We do work around, depending on which beach you're at, we work at different seasons. And a lot of that is because of the availability of sediment, which a whole nother topic to look in. Sediment for beach nourishments is our number two most rapidly natural occurring resource, the first being good, clean drinking water. So that's a whole thing on its own. But availability of sediment is going to create opportunity to place it. And then also we have to build around dredging windows. So things like turtle season or certain migratory birds can limit when we're able to place material on beaches. And that'll create when those specific locations and regional variability are open to dredge material placement and beneficial use on beaches.
So a lot goes into this. And are you working on beaches, Amanda, on the eastern seaboard and the western seaboard? And are there differences on those coastlines? Because, I mean, the water's different, the wind's different, the sand's different.
Yeah, I'm lucky enough to work at all of the beaches because I'm a research hydraulic engineer, so I get to just helicopter in and study those specific beaches and then helicopter back out. But they're all different. So the Gulf Coast also very different. Mm-hmm. And the part of the coastal engineering side of this is we have to figure out the hydrodynamics and how that informs beach placement. So the beach profile, how we want to shape things like the dune system that goes into the berm and then the steady slope of the beach. That's going to be dependent on how the beaches around are formed, because if you are to place, say, a really steep beach on a really steady slope, you're going to see erosion at the toe of your fill. So wherever your limits or your boundaries of that placement are, you're going to get failure. So it's really important to study those characteristics when informing your beach elevation and characteristics.
Well, there's so many factors. That go, and again, as you just said, Mary, different sands, different
patterns,
the environmental situation.
Yeah.
So, you know, Amanda, so this is the personal connection segment of the show, and certainly beaches, they're personal for so many of us. Mary and I, we've always gravitated to water and islands over mountains, and we have terrific memories that have been made on beach vacations, you know, throughout our lifetime, both ourselves and with our sons. So, you know, you're a native of Florida. I know you had a fairly significant weather event happen to you when you were young. So if you're comfortable sharing a little bit about your story, I'm bringing it up because I'm sure it's probably helped lead you to where you are today as an engineer with the Army Corps.
1,000%. I was in Florida in 2004. I had just become a freshman, which you can imagine is a very hit or miss time in someone's life. And we had the most energetic hurricane season that anyone had ever seen in Florida. It was Charlie, Francis, Ivan, Gene, one after another, and I just really saw the impact of the long term while living there. So you think of a hurricane hitting and you think of water levels and inundation, wave action, damage to your buildings. You think about everybody evacuating. The thing that I think is less prevalent in people's mind is when you get back to your house and the effect that long-term effect that the hurricanes have on the communities for just daily practices, things like, you know, I was in the marching band and I wasn't quite good on the field at that time because I hadn't been on my entire freshman year. So there's just a lot of things that I saw, you know, more than the logos, but like the ethos, the emotional impact of being behind that year. That's one of the reasons. I also really liked math and the environment, so I came together.
And
luckily, there was a career path there.
And I was going to say, you know, listen, and we know hurricanes can destroy beaches, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I am curious about this. Is the Army Corps pretty much, you know, boots on the ground pretty quickly when big storms hit?
Oh, yeah. The Army Corps' bread and butter to respond. That's actually, you know, why we got formed is as a proactive, but more than that, reactive group to come and provide safety to emergency and bring back the normal as soon as you can to communities.
Amanda,
I'm
curious if you, we're going to run out of time in about a minute and a half, but I'm curious when you say you fly in and out of all of these beaches, and I understand the Army Corps, I mean, we're talking about beaches all over the United States on both coastlines. How often are you replenishing these beaches? Is it every year? Is it every couple years?
Yeah, there's got to be a system in place.
Yeah, it depends on the beach and the location. This could be every We typically expect every 7 years to rebuild a beach, but it can be every 3 years. I was in Jacksonville for Hurricane Matthew, and there was a beach nourishment north of the Jacksonville beach up, and the hurricane came through immediately. 6 months later, you had to replenish that material. Mm. So it can be pretty frequent, but the good news, and what's harder to see, is the more frequently you're replenishing the beach, the more actively that beach was protecting you. Because if it wasn't that sand that got wiped away, mm-hmm. it would have been your house.
Well, that's
business.
A good point. And really quick on this, is mm-hmm. there a part of the country where you're seeing more erosion faster than others?
Yeah, North Carolina's beaches, okay. because of the Outer Banks, we see a lot of action there. Long Beach in California. And then Louisiana, oh my gosh, definitely look into Louisiana.
All right,
here.
So right there on the Gulf of America. I got you. Yeah. Okay, so fair enough. Amanda, listen, good information for sure today. Thank you very much for joining us today. We appreciate
yeah, thank
that.
You.
I hope you have a nice rest of the weekend, okay?
Thanks, guys. It's really important what you're doing. So thanks for keeping it up.
Well, take care now.
Thank you,
all
Amanda.
Best to you.
Take care.
Bye.
Yep, bye.
All right, Mary, interesting conversation. A lot to think about when you go to the beach.
Yes, right. A lot more to think about than I think we all realize, yeah, clearly.
Absolutely. All right, well, we are about 20 minutes from the latest museum gallery on your favorite travel radio show. We're going to take a break right now so Bobby can run some sponsor messages for us, and our local stations can update you during this bottom hour break. Next up, it's The Right Stuff. Thanks for being here with us today, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
We're living in interesting times, and current circumstances have made it more clear than ever that you just never know when it comes to travel. This is why we encourage you to have coverage from Travel Guard Insurance. We are such strong believers in the importance of travel insurance. It's something we always make sure we have because it's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you just shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance, it's one of them. It's not just for canceled flights, folks. Coverage also includes an array of items such as trip cancellation, interruption, and delay coverage, medical expenses and evacuation, translation services, passport or ticket replacement, lost or delayed baggage, flight or hotel rebookings, prescription replacement, roadside assistance, and more. They even offer 24-hour emergency services. And in today's world, look into CFAR or cancel for any reason coverage as well. Whether your upcoming travels will be a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, international or domestic, get covered from our friends at TravelGuard.com/carry. The website again is TravelGuard.com/carry. You'll also find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the show is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/carry. Let me ask you, do you love sleeping on a top-notch mattress at a luxury hotel or aboard a cruise ship? We sure do, and a great mattress can make a world of difference in your life at home as well. Unlike a lot of mattress companies, Helix owns their own manufacturing facility, and each mattress is made in the U.S. by skilled manufacturers and shipped directly to your door. It's terrific quality and affordable. Learn which mattress is perfect for you by taking the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz. Then your personalized mattress is shipped to you free of charge. And if you're not satisfied, they'll pick it up and give you a full refund, no questions asked. Helix's 20 unique mattresses include their award-winning Luxe and Ultra Premium Elite collections, as well as the Helix Plus, designed for big and tall sleepers, and the Helix Kids mattress for growing bodies and endorsed by sleep experts. As a fan of the show, you'll receive a 100-night risk-free trial, and these mattresses have been named number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazines and are recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. So save 20% this weekend at helixsleep.com/carrier. As always, you can find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, there is no shortage of books written by Americans who chase a dream by going to live in another country. France is an especially popular destination. You remember Peter Mayle's 1989 bestseller called A Year in Provence. But a new book published recently is a different breed of I Went to France for a Fabulous Life story. And for our Right Stuff segment this week, you're about to meet Steve Hoffman, the author of a book called A Season for That. 13 years ago, Hoffman, then a tax accountant in Minnesota, and his wife, an aerospace engineer, took their 9-year-old son and 14-year-old daughter to live 6 months in France. But they didn't go to a part of France especially known for its beauty, like Provence or Bordeaux or even the Dordogne region. The Hoffmans threw a dart at a map in France and wound up living in a modest farming village with about 800 residents called Otignac in the southwestern region not far from Spain, in a region called the Languedoc. Hoffman spoke fluent French and had loved his months he spent in Paris during his 20s, but in this very, let me underline this, this very personal and affecting memoir, Hoffman doesn't come off actually very well in the first part of the book. The reader eventually learns why, but Steve, welcome to the show. Tell listeners how you approached this trip and why you weren't exactly Mr. Wonderful when you arrived in Otignac.
Thank you, Rudy.
How's that for an introduction?
Yeah, Steve, you're kind of a jerk. Please introduce yourself to the good people out there. Though you're not far off. There was a jerkiness to my young man's firstborn, ego-driven way of thinking about life, and to some extent that had lingered into, you know, early middle age when we went on this trip. And you know, I think we both thought of it as something that was going to be romantic and educational. And to some extent, I thought of it as an escape from real life for a while, during which I could spend a beautiful moment speaking good French among French villagers, being admired and impressing, you know, the servers and shopkeepers around me with how well I'd mastered the skills of living a French life.
And also impress your wife and two children.
Correct, which I failed entirely to do. in fact, I managed quite the opposite, and that's really the first turning point of the story and of that trip, is a moment at which my wife, Mary Jo, who is sort of my truth teller both during the story and in our 35 years of marriage, kind of slaps me upside the head and says, "Hey, this isn't working. We don't want to be extras in the Steve Hoffman show. We're here with two kids. This is serious. This is real life. And if you're just going to kind of skitter across the surface of this experience, I'm not that interested in France anymore," which was a terrifying prospect for me. I was faced with losing, you know, either the respect of my family or losing France as a destination that had been kind of one of the pillars of my adulthood.
Your two children went to a French school. They'd learned some French in America, but they weren't as fluent as you were. They went to a French school. Your wife spoke a little French, but the beauty of this book, which is again very personal, very effective. I cried a couple times while reading your book, Steve. I mean, I think it's so powerful, and I think it's so much more a real life narrative of going to a small town in a different country than many books written about, particularly about, as I say, "Hey, I went to France. What a great life. The food's great. Everybody, you know, is so nice. And I like the accent." You did get it. You got intimately involved in this tiny village eventually.
Correct. But what that required really was for me to get over myself to some extent. And so it's a tale of acceptance, I would say. That was sort of the operating word as I was writing the book, both an external and kind of fun travelogue story about a family's external acceptance into this village and eventual embrace by the people who live there. But it's also a book about middle age acceptance of oneself and one's limitations and, you know, one's faults, even in the things that you most want to be good at, which in my case were in a minor way being French, or being sort of a good Frenchman, even though I was American, but more importantly, being a good husband and father. And at some point I'm faced with this possibility that the way I'm seeing things, the way I'm going about this experience, are actually betraying what I would ideally like to be best at in my life, which is to be, to be a caring and devoted father and husband.
I will tell you, Steve eventually worked with friends who we met in vineyards, and even went and spent a week with a butcher to learn about that. Steve Hoffman's book is called A Season for That. The subtitle is Lost and Found in the Other Southern France. Steve, this is a great book, and I can't recommend this to listeners more. It's called A Season for That. Pick it up if you've ever dreamed of living somewhere else. And Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Rudy.
We will be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean weight loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the program. This portion is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. You know, summer is a season to enjoy every moment from sunup to sundown, and one accessory that makes these moments even better is Raycon's Everyday Earbuds. Whether you're going hard at the gym, enjoying the sun, or taking work calls outside, maybe even barbecuing while listening to your favorite radio show or music, you'll love the 32 hours of battery life and multi-point connectivity that can be paired with two devices at once. And if you forget to charge them, the included quick charge function yields 90 minutes of battery with just 10 minutes of charging. They also come with active noise cancellation and start at just half the price of other premium audio brands. Add in their spectrum of vibrant colors, and they'll match your summer vibe. And Raycon offers a happiness guarantee return policy, no questions asked. Right now, you'll get 15% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find the direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, is a vacation on your mind? Our next guest knows some of the things you should be wary of as you plan your trip. Abhishek Karnik is the global head of threat research and intelligence at McAfee. Abhishek, welcome back to the show. I know we've had you on before. We talked about a year ago on a similar subject, but as a former managing editor of mine at the Washington Post used to say, a good story can't be done too often. Last time we talked, you warned against fake advertisements for vacation home rentals and the danger of random QR codes that can infect your phone while you're on the road. How has the very rapid rise of AI, artificial intelligence, impacted, how can it impact travelers? What should we beware of?
Yeah, there's, I mean, you know, in the last 1 year, we've seen an exemplary number of new tools out there, which are being potentially leveraged by the malware authors for better and enhancing their social engineering capabilities, right? So you must have seen, for example, we had a huge number of text-related toll scams, right? So anybody traveling, anybody who knows who's been potentially using a toll road, you know, a lot of these potentially were automated, or AI-generated. Similarly, there's a lot of people who are traveling for different concerts. And, you know, besides just what we think about images, I mean, there's a lot more in terms of automation that this is being applied to. So AI is definitely playing a big role, not only from text generation, but also to deep fakes and videos and advertising and things like that, which is much broader.
Well, I think what is so scary to a lot of people is, you know, Airbnbs and other websites that offer homes for rent or apartments for rent. There are many stories of people showing up and finding out that apartment and house is not a real place. And I suppose artificial intelligence can allow somebody who's handy with it to put together a whole fake house and address and description in about 3 minutes, right?
Well, sometimes it doesn't have to be that complicated either, right? Like, they can just copy images and, you know, recreate profiles. But yes, we have seen at least some incidents where AI is involved. But in majority of the cases, it could be as simple as copying a profile, creating a fake profile, getting it to be posted on a fake phishing website. So if you're doing it from a well-known platform, that's one thing. They have a lot of security measures. But if somebody is, you know, utilizing their AI or scam skills to create a copy of a bookings.com website or a similar well-known website, which is essentially an imposter website, and then use it for phishing, well, that's a whole different story. That can be done in a matter of seconds. It could be done much, much easier than it was. It can be automated at a much faster rate today than it was in the past.
Is there one caution you give travelers these days from your perspective right now?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, there are two parts of it, right? Always stay vigilant before you travel, that during the booking season, when you're, you know, planning your trip, you know, be careful about which websites you're going on, because, like I said, copycat, imposter, phishing scams are more prevalent there. You know, look out for any red flags where you get solicited for text messages or amazing email offers giving this incredible discount that it's too hard to believe. And then, of course, while you're on your travel vacation, you know, you might want to look out for those QR codes. You might want to make sure that you are connected to Wi-Fi, because, you know, it's very easy to hop onto free Wi-Fi, and before you know it, it's insecure. So that's a big part of what I would encourage our customers to do. You know, and think before you post, right? Because any information that you put out there can be picked up by people who are then aware that you're not traveling, and that could cause other forms of unexpected incidents. And then finally, this has happened to me very recently, physical security, right? Where you're traveling and you left something at the beach, or you left your your phone somewhere and somebody picked it up. So physical security is something which, you know, you have to be just a lot more alert about, because distracted travelers are always great targets.
Abhishek Karnik is the global head of threat research and intelligence with McAfee. And as always on those deals, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. Abhishek, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rudy.
And we'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, everyone, here we go again. Today's broadcast is now up to our J Block, or segment 10, And as we move into the museum gallery, well, we're sponsored by fieldofgreens.com.
Yeah, so this is a product that Robert and I are both using, and I have to say, we're getting really great results with it. Busy schedules can add to the challenge of eating 5 servings of fruits and veggies a day, and I don't think there's a single one of us who eats healthy every single meal, which is why doctors created Field of Greens. It's a simple addition to make a part of your life, as enjoying a delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is really like nutritional armor for your body.
You know, each fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support vital body functions. We particularly love the extra energy that we're getting from it, and you can enjoy whatever you eat as Field of Greens is there working for you, and you know that, all right? It comes with a better health promise that at your next physical or checkup, your doctor's going to notice your improved health or you get your money back. As a show fan, we're going to save you 20%. Just go to fieldofgreens.com, use code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, today's museum gallery takes us to the Lake Michigan port and shipbuilding city of Manitowoc, Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Maritime Museum seeks to preserve the rich maritime history of the Great Lakes and Wisconsin, and joining us to share more is their executive director, Kevin Cullen.
Good morning, Kevin. Nice to have you here for the museum gallery today.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, great to have you with us today. So, you know, I read you came to Wisconsin through your wife's heritage. I'm told Ireland, so, you know, near the water by chance?
That's right. Yeah, Dublin originally, and then Galway on the River Shannon. So, yeah, the smell of sea air was in my nostrils as a young lad. So
We've been there a few times. Yeah. Love that out there. So
Perfect job for you here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, let's Wisconsin and the Great Lakes, you know, great for summer. They're terrific summer destinations with summer just starting yesterday. This is timely. So let's have you share a little bit about the mission of the Wisconsin Maritime Museum for all of our listeners tuned in around the nation.
Absolutely. So we are one of the largest museums on the Great Lakes, and our mission is to connect all people to Wisconsin's waterways. And we do that by engaging and educating the public about the Great Lakes, Wisconsin's maritime history, and, of course, Wisconsin's World War II submarines. And we do that through, of course, the submarine we have here, USS Cobia.
Yeah, so let's expand on that. And I do want to talk a little bit. You have quite a few galleries. You have a history gallery, a model ship gallery, but let's just go right into this sub. And I think what's interesting is that 28 subs were built in that location for the Navy during World War II, freshwater subs, I'll add. You have one, like you just mentioned, that wasn't built there, but talk about the legacy that it honors and where it was built.
Absolutely, yeah. So USS Cobia is a sentinel of that era here of shipbuilding in Manitowoc, which launched hundreds of vessels over the last two centuries. The 28 submarines that were launched here kind of get all the glory because they were just so fascinating and engineering marvels. So when the museum was was founded in 1969, a group of sub vets got together and wanted to honor that legacy. And there was one available. It was in Milwaukee, and it was a Groton built in Connecticut built submarine, USS Cobia. So it was built by Electric Boat and was eventually towed up to Manitowoc. And it began the whole chapter of what we now have to over 50 years later, a 60,000 square foot museum. And this incredible piece of American history floating right outside the museum in the river.
And I know visitors, I know you can visit it at least right now. I think it's going into dry dock for some very important, expensive work this fall, because it is expensive to keep up these military pieces that we have around the country. But it's open for the summer, and can people stay on it?
Absolutely, it is. Yeah, so in September, it'll leave, hopefully only 6 weeks it'll take, but it is a major undertaking. The last time a dry dock event took place was over almost 30 years ago. And so it'll be towed up to Sturgeon Bay, to Fincantieri Shipbuilding up there in Sturgeon Bay. And, you know, in the meantime, though, we're still in the last big push to try to get to the $1.5 million fundraising mark. So we're about to crest the $1 million. So we do have a big, big leap ahead of us. It's all hands on deck to make this happen.
Well,
but
exactly.
Really, yeah, these vessels aren't supposed to last this long. And
no,
so we're
yeah.
taking extreme efforts to ensure that legacy is preserved.
Well, pun intended on the all hands on deck. But I mean, listen, if folks want to participate or they want to help in some way or learn more information, wisconsinmaritime.org is the website to do that with. I do want to ask you about this because I know you've got a model ship gallery. A lot of people may enjoy that, the steam room. But there's a relatively new exhibit there on the first floor called The Adriatic and the Birth of the Self-Unloaders. Interesting name. What can you share about that with us today, Kevin?
Yeah, so Adriatic actually was a shipwreck. It was off of, actually, interestingly enough, where the submarine is going to in September, in Sturgeon Bay. And it was, you know, a schooner at one point, wooden barge, and then it was converted into a self-unloading vessel. So this is where, you know, schooners were turned into kind of much more efficient ways of moving cargo from their hulls out to the shoreline. So we were actually asked to be the recipient of this large amount of the buckets, these buckets that were installed in the early 20th century when it was converted. And it's one of the earliest types of that you can see of how this bulk cargo, like limestone or coal, was moved from inside of vessels to the out to the shoreline. So we worked with partners to make that happen. Broadwind here in Manitowoc fabricated some of the structure for it. So it's thousands of pounds of metal, and people can actually, and kids can use a simulation on how it actually works.
Well, so, whether it's visit to the museum or actually helping the USS Cobia, folks, again, more information, WisconsinMaritime.org, WisconsinMaritime.org. Thank you very much for your time today, Kevin. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
See you soon. All right,
take care.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. Well, there goes Kevin. As I said, more information, the USS Cobia. Go check it out, WisconsinMaritime.org. And Mary and I hope you all enjoy a nice rest of the weekend. Until we are back next Saturday, that's going to be June 28th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. 6 months of the year, all basically be gone. Special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and all of our sponsors. Thanks most importantly to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.